CliffCentral.com. Where does the future of South Africa rest? APSA and the Growing Up Without a Father Foundation believe in the hands of its youth. That's why, with gender-based violence fast making the country an increasingly unsafe place for women to live in and robbing women and children of possibility, both APSA and Growing Up Without a Father Foundation committed to #StopToStart, a series of interactive workshops and football-themed activations aimed at changing behaviors and mindsets. More than 1,000 young men and their teachers were positively impacted by these, proving again that APSA is a purpose-led organization that brings possibilities to its customers and the communities where they operate to life. Gareth Cliff spoke to key stakeholders at the Soweto leg of the activation to find out more about this initiative. In this conversation, he interviews David Wingfield, Managing Executive for Group Brand and Marketing, about why it was important for APSA to be part of this cause.
Today we are at the Dobsonville Stadium in Soweto, where we're doing something really special, something that I think doesn't get the amount of love, care and attention that it probably needs. There are a group of guys here who have come together, young men, who've come together to figure out purpose, to figure out what their identity is, to figure out what contribution they can make to society. It's all part of what is obviously in the context of South Africa, a country with massive gender-based violence problems. And David, you and your team, I'm very grateful to see getting behind something that really matters. But what's the thinking that led you to this point? Because a lot of people would say you could easily spend marketing money on, you know, advertising products that the bank is selling. You could easily put up another billboard or three. You could easily, you know, spend on creating stuff that'll make current customers feel better about you. This is a stretch, and for some people, they don't entirely understand why APSA would want to get involved in something of this nature, which can be very controversial.
Yeah, so Gareth, I could make it quite complicated and talk about we're a purpose-led organization, and, you know, we talk about our corporate purpose being bringing possibilities to life and all of that sort of stuff. And so you could kind of go, well, it's the holiday season, we should do a holiday campaign. Exactly as you say, talk to our current customers. Make people feel good.
Sure.
But, I mean, obviously, and you said it, with the sexual and gender-based violence problems that we do have in this country, we looked at it and between the teams, we kind of said, well, why don't we actually use the holiday season and our sponsorship of the APSA Premiership, because it's high profile, to actually get involved in doing something for young men. I mean, a few months ago, we started our #StopStop campaign, which was all about, you know, stop sexual and gender-based violence. But it's all good and well to say stop, but what are you going to do with that? So we've kind of moved it on and gone, hang on a second, why don't we get a whole lot of young men together and actually hold workshops with them, talk to them about self-esteem, about, you know, how they should treat women, about how they should feel about themselves. And that was kind of the thinking, because it just made more sense. And you know, we're able to do it. Again, I've said we've got the APSA Premiership. We're able to do it. We're able to bring legends in who when they talk to young boys.
These young men will look up to, right?
Yeah, Tabiba Shabalala's coming in later today with Teko. Thomas Lumbo's here. And just getting them to talk to these boys, because they listen. And they kind of think about things a little bit differently. So that was the motivation. But so, yeah, we could have done another billboard, but we went, you know what, it's that time of year. These boys are all just finishing up their school year. Why not get them here and use this as a program through December to kick this off and then see where it takes us next year to say, well, actually, if this bears fruit, maybe we should continue to do this actively as part of what we do in the space of trying to deal and get people to behave differently around sexual and gender-based violence, and use something like soccer as a platform to do that.
But you have to dig deep, and so are these guys going to have to dig deep. I looked through the workbook just now, and you've got essentially like a guide to life here.
Yeah.
And it's all about self-esteem. It's all about how you feel about women, how you treat women, the kinds of issues that I think for a lot of these young men, there might not have been father figures around to tell them. we have a problem with that in this country. Charlie Peterson, who I know is behind most of what the program offers, he's spoken at length about the fact that male role models are scarce, and that often guys who need a role model, all of us do, they sometimes project in the wrong directions on people who are not necessarily the best influences on them. But for ABSA to do this, it's brave. I mean, you're getting involved in communities, you're getting these guys thinking about things that they might not have thought of before. You have to think about this almost as a long game.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's, as I said, I mean, and it bears repeating, we started this thing around hashtag stop.
Mm.
And we were always looking for something like how do we continue it? You know, we are part of He for She. We, you know, we sit here in the middle of 16 days of activism. But
yep.
What's the program? You actually have to deal with young men and get them involved and let them, as you say, they go deep. Let them understand what it means to respect yourself, to respect other people, to feel good about who you are and therefore how you treat other people. And if you don't stop something to start something, which is kind of where we've gone with this program, we call it Stop to Start, is get these boys to sit down, stop, think about the world around them, think about how they feel, and then start behaving differently. Mm. Start a movement. And yes, it's small. This December season we'll only reach 1,000 boys. But that's not to say it can't grow and grow and grow and get momentum and get legs.
1,000 boys that weren't being reached before.
That weren't being reached. Yeah. And you know, I suppose there's a movie from a few years ago. I think it's called Constant Gardener. And there's mm-hmm. a quote in it where I think they're in Kibera in Nairobi. And his wife at the time says to him, she said something. And he says to her, you can't solve the world one person at a time. But somewhere in the movie comes to realize that actually start with one person.
It's the only way. You
start
can
with two, start with five, start with 10, start with 1,000.
Right.
Okay, where does it go? And we're a big corporate citizen. We have a role to play. We have tools. We have resources. Okay, then unroll it or get the tools out, unroll the resources and get something done.
Sure, but it is that time of year where people might just think, holidays, think about myself. I mean, it's great that you guys are involved in this, especially at this time. How do you see it rolling out in the next while after that, next year, for example?
Yeah, I think it's a discussion we're now having internally to say, you know, we kicked it off with a pilot, obviously. We were in Durban last weekend. We were in Johannesburg. Mm. We go to Polokwane. We go to Cape Town.
Yeah.
And kind of look at it and go, okay, so how do we pack this thing up and make it easier to implement, highly mobile, and work through it. I mean, our Durban crew, after the success of the weekend down there now, have immediately gone, okay, so we'd actually just like to, let's pack this thing up and make it implementable, so that we make it easy for people, and you push the responsibility of doing these kind of things down to a much more local level. Make it into a toolkit for people and let them run it. And obviously find, you know, working with Charlie Peterson and his crew is are there other organizations we can also work through at a local level, which makes it gain momentum.
Mm.
And that's kind of what we want to try and do. But it's early days. This is number two of four this season, but we're definitely now thinking, wait, we're getting traction. What should we do?
And in your interactions with some of these guys, these young men, do you recognize certain characteristics that you might have had when you were young? And maybe because we were all once confused as young men and we're all a little bit lost, trying to find our way, trying to find our purpose, trying to find our identity. Did that sort of strike up some memories for you? And are some of these kids reminiscent maybe of kids you know?
Yeah, I suppose. I mean, it's always difficult because I unlike a lot of these kids, I grew up with a father who was a role model. And yeah, my parents were, you know, during December they were away at work and stuff. But I come from a privileged background. But having said that, I remember whilst I had my dad as a role model, you needed some people outside of that to get involved with you and kind of help you think about the world. And looking at these young men here, I mean, you know, everyone grows up being with good intentions, wanting to be to do the right thing, but you, maybe your circumstances don't allow that. And it's just that's for me, just looking at them and having them down here today. This is not an opportunity that they necessarily would have got. You know, they're going apart from going through this workshop, they're going to play soccer later,
yeah,
and just have a really fun. Good time,
yeah,
and
sure.
Have some fun and go, you know. Serious issues and serious things we have to think about, but these are, it doesn't mean you can't be having fun while you're doing it, hanging out with your mates. I mean, what's better? You're in the home of, today we're in the home of Morocco Swallows. It's
sure.
A very impressive little stadium, and you're here with your mates, you're having some
and
fun,
this is
and
how
you're
guys,
learning.
This is how men bond as well.
They bond.
Right? They bond through play, they bond through competition. And they'll learn more if they're in a space which is engaging in that way.
100%. And they'll start to hold each other accountable.
Right.
Which is always a big thing. I mean, in any team, in any group of friends, in any little crew of people, you have to start holding each other to account. And I think that's also one of the things. It's one of the skills we need to teach people.
Mm.
Because we've lost that. Everybody's about me, 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 or I, as opposed to, you know, how do I fit into this team, this community, and hold other people to account and say, hang on a second, three of us spent a morning learning about how we should think about this, and actually we're not going to accept that somebody else is going to behave like that anymore.
Well, I think it's terrific. Absa obviously stepping in here to where there is a vacuum in society and doing far more than would be expected of any corporate citizen, but it's really good to see it working on the ground, and I can see by the expressions of some of these young men, this is a very important, significant, and symbolic, meaningful day for them, which is more than I think you could hope for or any of us.
Definitely. We just hope they can walk away going, yeah, I feel differently about something, and I had a lot of fun, and I'm going to take that with me and go and talk to other people about it, actually.
Spread the good. So how's the year been for Absa?
Hey, you know, with all these things, we've had a good year. I mean, I don't think anybody's under any illusions as a, you know, the general state of the economy.
But you guys are not to blame for that, so we're not.
But it's been a difficult year. It's been a tough year. But I mean, we're still doing the business that we have to do, and we still have our big sponsorship programs like the Absa Premiership, which is
sure.
Some massive hit with people, and again there's a property which just allows people to kind of, you know, every few days just kick back and think about something that's fun and not
so
serious.
We're way into the rebranding, which yeah. Has been, I think, terrifically successful. Everybody's very aware of it. It's something that's probably been one of the more positive marketing messages out there in the last year or so. And sooner or later, there are going to be no Barclays branches left in Africa. I mean, already in Mozambique, I think.
Mozambique and Uganda.
Uganda.
Both went on the 11th
right.
of November, and in the new year, all the rest are going. So we're pretty much, by the end of the first quarter next year, there will be no Barclays and there's a whole lot of Absa. And interestingly, I mean, in Uganda, the response in the past 2 weeks to Absa, it's new, it looks fresh, it looks vibrant, has been absolutely fabulous. And people are kind of going, actually, I think it might be better than where we were. So it's been good. So, yeah, tough year. But in general, I think, you know, we always just stay positive. And
it looks like it's been a year of consolidation. And, you know, you guys hit all the benchmarks that you set for yourselves. Yeah. So that's always worth celebrating.
But, yeah, I think we should celebrate all the small wins. I think just as a nation, we just need to be more positive about stuff and stop
yeah.
getting on people's cases well, about everything that's bad.
And help where you can, which
yeah.
is what you guys are doing today.
And
so thank
exactly.
you.
Exactly. And beat this drum about sexual and gender-based violence.
Right.
We should beat it a lot. But at the same time, what are we going to do about it? And that's why everyone's here today.
Well, terrific work. This is really cool. Thank you very
Thanks,
much for
Gareth.
Inviting us.
Thanks very much for coming. CliffCentral.com.